Hello and welcome to this week's ESPC podcast with David Marshall, ESPC analyst.
And Lisa Venter, paper editor and podcast host.
Can you tell us what stood out mostly from May's house price report?
The most obvious thing is that we're now seeing a lot more homes achieving their home report valuation. If you look at the properties sold over the last 3 months, almost 60% of homes sold in the capital achieved their valuation, which really shows you that sellers are in a much stronger position than it has been the case for a number of years. That's actually the highest percentage of homes achieving valuation since home reports came in. So it really does show you the change that's happened in the market over the last 12 to 18 months.
And what would you say was the main driver behind this, maybe?
There's been quite a few causes. I mean, obviously the fact that consumer confidence has improved as the economy has recovered has been a great help to the housing market. Another factor clearly has been that mortgage availability is better than it has been. And we've also seen a number of first-time buyers coming back to the market. Interestingly, in part that's been helped directly by the Help to Buy scheme, but we've also seen a number of buyers coming to the market who have asked about schemes like Help to Buy, but ultimately found out that they didn't actually need them to get onto the property ladder. So you see that sort of secondary effect from things like the Help to Buy scheme, where people who thought they may need assistance actually don't and are able to get on the ladder anyway. So there's been a number of factors, and all of that has added up to a lot more buyer activity.
With that in mind, would you say it's the smaller houses then that are showing growth in sales?
That's absolutely right, yes. We have seen an increase of over 50% year on year in the number of one bedroom properties sold over the last 3 months, which is the highest increase of any of the major property types. There's been increases across the board, but yes, a lot of the increase in activity has been focused on first-time buyers and buy-to-let investors, which is good to see, because obviously once you get activity at the lower end of the market, that stimulates sales further up the ladder and clearly helps everyone who's looking to move home be able to do so.
So with that in mind, a year from now, what would you like to see?
I think we would very much like to see a continuation of the sort of market we've seen over maybe the last sort of 3 to 4 months, where people are more able to move. You know, if those who are looking to sell are able to find a buyer, those who are looking to buy are able to find a home that meets their needs. At present in Edinburgh, one of the particularly beneficial things, if you're thinking longer term, is the fact that house price inflation is still at relatively low levels. You're looking at between 2 and 3% annual growth in most areas of East Central Scotland, and that's certainly heartening when you're thinking of the longer term, because clearly you don't want a situation like what you have in London and the South East at present, where you're seeing double-digit growth, which clearly is not sustainable in the longer term.
Well, thanks for that, Dave. Do catch us again next month when we'll bring you June's house price report. As always, if you have any questions, do tweet, Facebook or email us at ESPC. You can find all our details at ESPC.com. Cheers for now.